RJ's on the line. Hey there, RJ. Welcome to Milberger's Garden in South Texas.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on, RJ?
Well, last week we had an opportunity to discuss floor tam, and one of the subjects that came up was, of course, susceptible being to winter kill. I guess with this weather that they're forecasting, even though one of them said it may be actually colder than what they're predicting based on some of their models, is there anything, because I just sodded or actually resodded my whole lawn this past spring, and I'm not sure if it hold up to ice.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Yeah, this won't phase it.
I had a chance to talk to Jim McAfee, who's our extension turf specialist in Dallas, and he's been furnishing my floor tam substantiating information about it, so they're so drought tolerant. And he would work closely with the Georgetown grass planting. And he came back, I think I mentioned it on yesterday's show, when I sent him this information that had just come out of the drought study here. And he came back with the idea. He said, well, when we did our final studies, when we wrapped it up, the agent up there is retired. And when we wrapped it up, we did a reevaluation of the plot. Now, see, they haven't watered. They hadn't watered in years up there.
Right.
What they found was, even after this last year of drought, that floor tam came back, was strong, but then it got winter, about the slightest or the lightest freeze. I forget what freeze they had up there, how cold it was. It killed him. But he said the deal is it's preconditioning, and that's what we're gonna put on the website. It's the preconditioning, because see, I couldn't figure out why my floor tam made it through the freeze of 83, which was 6 degrees,
right,
and the freeze of 89, which was 12 degrees, and I'm talking about it was below freezing for a long time.
I remember, because
it was weak.
I had just come here, and I was living in an apartment, and they were telling us to run our water so that the pipes would freeze.
Absolutely.
For several weeks.
And, I mean, those are the two that wiped out the citrus in the Rio Grande Valley. And yet mine, I never lost a stand. Now, all I did was lower my blade the next spring, a little bit, take the brown off the top of it,
okay,
and it came back. I never had to resprig or anything. Now, what you're going to have to do to make Floratam more cold tolerant is put on your winterizer fertilizer, which the turf people say increases the...
That's in October.
Yeah, that's in October. And, you know, every October we go through the same thing. And that increases the cold hardiness. That was the main conclusion of that study, was that it increases the cold hardinesses of the turf.
So you've been watering yours well, so it should be fine.
And so, right.
In fact, it held up really good during the summer and the fall when I did apply the winterizer in late October.
You don't need it to, it's not going to look as good now as it will in May, but it just will be a little off color because the cold weather will just stop the growth a bit.
Okay, now, that's great news. That's great news.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I had another question, because last week you mentioned this may be a good time for top dressing, but I had a difficulty contacting some nurseries on the availability. They said something more in February that they would stock. So do you suggest a nursery that I can call
for
top dressing?
Where are you located? Are you in San Antonio here?
I am. I'm off of 1604 in Bandera.
Oh, okay. You're right down from Fertile Gardens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fertile Garden, you know, it's on 1604 and...
I've never heard of it. I call places like Milford and the Garden Center.
No.
They specialize in organic material and they're right down the road from.
Yeah,
go south from there.
Fertile Garden Supply over in your neck of the woods. Keller Material over
right.
on the
that's
southeast.
Another side of town.
And Gardenville straight north.
Yeah, Garden.
All of them. Now, if you want somebody to aerate and apply it for you, some of the landscape companies will do it. Chemlawn now has bought that operation with the reverse vacuum cleaner. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that? Yeah, Chemlawn. I thought it was Chemlawn. Yeah, from the Oak Hills folks. So
no, custom.
Custom.
It's ABC now.
Okay.
Tell me again. Tell us again.
ABC Pest Control.
ABC?
And it's custom what?
Well, it's the same thing now. Now custom is ABC, according to
the all these big bouts. I can't keep up with them all.
So ABC Pest and Lawn.
And somebody the other day said they had just had them do it, and the price was still reasonable, and they were willing to do it. So
we never did let Milton get a hold of that, did we, out there on the show?
Weren't
we doing that on the show? Didn't we do that on that show?
Yeah, we did,
He was aerator, right. I remember.
Okay, good.
Thanks, RJ.
Great questions,
You're
RJ.
You're welcome. Appreciate the show. Thanks.
Don't worry about your floor test.
You, the other thing, Jerry, you remember Dr. Beard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm doing a paper. I've been working with him for a year. We had this big cast, a big effort to come up with the role of lawn grass in drought management.
Oh, geez.
You know, they were great. I had a paper, but he called me up now. Yeah, but he's ramrodding the effort. And he called me up. He suggested that I have stronger language in favor of Floratam in the paper I wrote. And I had resisted because he and I debated a little bit about the Georgetown.
I've been telling him all
Then he called back on Friday and left me a message to say, I understand there's some research in San Antonio.
There you go, getting around.
It's not even been officially released yet. He already knew what
it's
to
in a newspaper.
Well, it's not officially released.
But see, the sad thing about that is, and I had fun at A&M when we made reports. I love that. I love
Hang
that
on,
part,
Pat.
By the way. The sad thing about it is, the whole Texas turf industry has put their money in Georgia. In other words, they're going all Georgia. In fact, when I was down visiting the guy that ran this, you know, the way y'all ran this study on his farm, I said, you need to grow some Floratam down here because that's the best grass for this area. I'm not growing that. No, nobody cares about
David
that
Duguay.
Anymore. Yeah. I wasn't going to call his name.
No.
And of course, he's in a sandy area down there, which Floratam does better on a clay, especially when you're harvesting it for sod. And he's on sand, and it doesn't seem to quite as hold the sand as good as it does, as Georgia's do. So the sad thing about it, and all A&M's research at A&M, they're breeding, they got a turf breeding program at Dallas. All of that is going towards Georgia's. And I kept asking everybody, every turf specialist I could find last week, I said, why? I said, I always thought Georgia was drought-tolerant. I don't know whether it looks so much like Bermuda, or didn't you always think it was extremely drought-tolerant?
Well, you know, we promoted the first time we had an indication that it was not in the same league as Bermuda or Buffalo was in that SIP PET test. Where it took just as much water as San Augustine to keep it green, of course, and that was fine. But then when we remember a couple of years back, we had that Xeon thing where bunch of Xeon got lost. So it made some folks suspicious that maybe it didn't have.
And see, this is Dr. McAfee says this is exactly what happened in Georgetown, and you can imagine the research turf grass person. That's, he's put his reputation on building this. And if this holds, and I know it will, because, I mean, we've got so many tests. If this holds, this is going to be a cockfight between the A&M turf breeders and the A&M extension people.
Mm.
I guarantee you. Of course, we've experienced that with Prairie Buffalo, too.
Oh.
And so they all ask me over at A&M, said, does this mean you're going to get sued again? I said, well, if that's what it takes, buddy, step on up.
Wow.
That'll be fun.